You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
A water spout picked up a kayak in Southwest Florida and nearly carried it away. What saved them? Let's find out from NBC2.
Their Saturday afternoon started off just as hot and steamy as today.
We went through the mangroves.
Working up a sweat, Elizabeth Van Horn and her eight friends began paddling through the mangroves, finally making it to their favorite spot.
We got to a spot where it opened up. Everybody got out to fish.
Within a few minutes, their hard work was paying off. A breeze started pushing through.
That feels good.
I remember saying, wow, that breeze feels amazing. I had just opened a big tub of fruit, and next thing I know, it was all up in the air.
Then seemingly out of thin air, there was a burst of air, picking up Judy's kayak and blowing everyone else's stuff all around.
We had, watermelon coming down on us.
Really?
Oh, yeah. No.
What was going through your head in that moment?
I just spent so much money on this fruit.
Oh, my God. That's
this
the story.
This wasn't their biggest concern. Oh, watch closely.
Watermelon?
You could see this paddle become
that's
a flying projectile.
That's not even a
insane
water spout. That's
a simple knot was the only thing keeping that kayak from flying away, too. Just minutes before this, they tied all those kayaks together, likely saving them.
That kayak absolutely would have been in the mangroves.
So what was this weird wind anyway? Our team of First Alert meteorologists say this was a fair weather water spout. They can form without a bigger storm, but can come with quite the gust.
It was gone as fast as it came.
Thankfully, no one was hurt, and really, they didn't lose much.
Never did find my fruit bowl.
Instead, they left with the story.
This lady and her fruit.
Oh, my God.
She's obsessed
so
with
dumb.
This. It's
so
not
dumb.
That expensive. It's a watermelon. How much is watermelon? She just won't give it up. Geez, she's devastated.
And I thought this was going to be like a water spout.
I thought,
you know,
so too.
Like a tornado in the water. This was a gust of wind that you, like, remember when you'd be on the schoolyard and, like, there'd be the gust of wind that, like, picked up a couple juice boxes and moved them 2 feet?
But my watermelon!
That's all that happened.
My bowl is gone!
That's all this was.
God bless America.
This was nothing.
Hey, she really loves watermelon. Okay?
Oh, my God.
My fruit bowl has spent $7.
Yeah, imagine the water spout blows Dave's coffee right out of his hand.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, yeah. My coffee! My rechargeable coffee.
I don't think it was strong enough.
The water spout blows a Dairy Queen blizzard out of Chuck's hands.
Yeah.
How would you feel?
It's what you love.
It's just crazy. I can't imagine that happening to me, though, and me, like, calling the news.
Yeah.
No.
Be like, a gust of wind
that's what
tonight
blew at six.
A blizzard out of my hand.
Well, wait till you see her GoFundMe.
Yeah.
Yeah, tonight at six, some wind blew a watermelon out of a lady's hand.
No!
Yeah.
Say it ain't so.
She cannot find her water or fruit bowl.
Lost.
Where is it?
Lost forever.
Yeah, that's not quite the spout that I thought it was going to be.
No, not at
a
all.
A newsworthy spout.
No. It was not. It should never have been a newsworthy spout.
No.
We'd lost some watermelon.
Yeah.
That'd be the headline for that story.
Yeah.
My God.
The idiot criminal of the day.
We're off to Colorado for this one, where police arrested a man who was allegedly driving while intoxicated and got lost. But when the cops were approaching the car, they noticed something odd.
Okay.
During the time from when he was pulled over until they got to the window, he switched seats with his dog.
The dog was driving, Dave. The dog was driving, Dave.
He put the dog in the driver's seat.
This damn dog keeps driving.
And he slipped into the passenger seat.
This guy's my
dog. Is an alcoholic.
I can't be reasoned with.
He's not a good driver to begin with.
God, you pulled us over.
Yeah.
Yeah. He really shouldn't have been driving.
No.
You tape the license and registration to his palm.
Yeah.
He hands it over.
This all started about 11:30 at night in Springfield, which is in the far southeast part of the state. A driver allegedly caught speeding, going over 50 in a 30 zone. When the cops stopped the driver and approached the vehicle, that's when they realized the dog was behind the wheel. They had seen him switch places with his dog.
Oh, man.
Who was originally sitting in the passenger seat. He then got out of the passenger side, claiming he wasn't the one that was driving.
Huh. Yeah. I'm glad to see you. This dog is out of its mind.
So scary.
I told him, I said, you don't even have a license.
The officer said the man showed clear signs of intoxication. When they asked him about how much alcohol he consumed, he asked the dog.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And then ran.
Dog's been making me drinks, too.
He eventually ran.
Oh, jeez.
He got 20 yards away.
Yeah.
Before they were able to apprehend him. During the investigation, they learned he had been driving quite a distance when he got lost. The sheriff's office was called in to help. Turns out there's two active warrants out for this man's arrest. Once he was medically cleared, he was booked into the jail. He was charged with driving under the influence of alcohol and or drugs, driving while ability impaired, driving under suspension, speeding, and resisting arrest. No word on what's happened to the dog.
Yeah, I wonder what dog's like. You cannot pick your humans.
No, they really can't. They really can't.
It'd be great if the dog's like, all right, am I good then?
Yeah.
He just drives away.
Peels out. The dog did drive.
Oh, my God. You got that guy. I'm good, though, right? I'm good.
Yeah. I'm sober, right? He's blowing into the breathalyzer.
No reason to stop me.
Oh, you pass, dog.
And he takes off. Man, you are... What level of wasted do you get to when you think the cops will buy that a dog was driving by you?
I don't know. I don't know if it's the wasted or if it's just the sheer stupidity.
Yeah, it's a mixture.
Yeah, a combo of both.
Yeah. Plenty of really drunk people would never try that.
I'd be able not to laugh, though, as a cop on the scene if there was a dog.
It'd be hilarious.
Just kind of looking at you.
The dog unrolls the window.
Based on the dog, yeah. I mean, if the dog is awesome, I'm...
Sticks his head out.
What's that?
Yeah, he was driving quite a bit.
Yeah.
And luckily did not injure anyone along the way. You know, I'm not sure if this is the right way to react, because some people might like it. But a woman in the UK ran into a flasher.
Okay.
Lucky.
Yep.
And she burst out laughing.
Oh, no.
As he exposed himself.
No, that's what they're after.
Saying, oh, my God, my dog has a bigger penis than you.
Oh, odd. Odd insult.
Odd, yes.
Okay. Weird to go there, but I do think that these guys are after anything like this. Like that probably.
Like to make fun of them?
Oh, sure. They probably, any kind of reaction is going to help him to finish.
I'd be so weirded out by the dog reference that I would put my penis away and I'd go back into hiding.
My lady! But you're disgusting! You sick woman!
Yeah.
Why are you looking at your dog's penis? I'm out of here. You make me sick.
It'd be weird that a flasher called the victim the pervert in that situation.
It's an odd one, though.
The woman was approached by a guy named Dana Mustafa for a cigarette. When she said she didn't smoke, he then whipped out his little wiener.
I bet you puff on one of these, lady.
Man.
She then started to laugh and made that sick burn that her dog has a bigger penis than him.
Ma'am, that was a hurtful statement.
Yeah.
I have a picture of the dude here so you can check him out if you... Want to see... There he is. There.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Well.
She was unfazed by the incident.
That's a confident man right there. You can tell.
Said if she saw him again, she would launch him into next week.
It looks like he's done it before and paid the price by getting hit right in the nose.
Yep.
He has exposed before, and now he's going to spend time behind bars. He was just handed a 46-week sentence yesterday.
Yeah, he'll get to expose even more in there.
He has dropped his trousers several times, once pretending he was taking a poop when the cops got there.
That's not going to help your cause.
Wait, so he was like flashing somebody and the cops showed up that he pretended like he was just pooping?
Yes.
Yeah. He tries to be a quick thinker.
What a jackass.
But then, one time, he also pretended to poop and then actually did poop.
Oh.
And witnesses say he had a look of evil excitement on his face as he reached around to grab hold of what he had passed to throw it at them.
Whoa. Evil excitement.
This guy's got some problems.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
He does.
He grabbed his poop.
Another time he was fighting with a guy outside of a hardware store. And that he just whipped his pants down and exposed his penis to him.
Man, when you're in a fight with someone and then they whip their dong out. It's not the fight you thought you were in.
No, not at all.
No, I was like, oh, I thought we were fighting. I didn't know we were making love.
Yeah, yeah.
Making love.
You were about to.
He exposed his penis while laughing at the man who was fighting with him outside that British hardware store.
I just don't. It's really something that like, I just can't wrap my whole mind around. You know, just the. I just need to share it with everybody. I need to share it with everyone's got to see it. It's just weird.
Yeah.
It's a weird thing to get all twisted up in your head.
Especially if you have nothing to be.
I know.
Proud of.
I know.
Like, you think if you got, you know, a decent size package.
I don't know how Dave can resist not whipping his out all the time.
Oh, maybe you'd be more apt to show it off.
You guys have all seen it.
But unless you're into that degradation.
That he kind of is. And I think like a lot of those like OnlyFans girls and stuff, they make a lot of money off of that type of thing. Where
insulting guys?
Yeah. I think they want you to see it and they want you to tell them how tiny it is. Oh, so to dudes me, would, that's terrible.
So dudes are paying, like, they're joining the OnlyFans and they're paying the woman to make fun of their Johnson.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
Man, I could think of like 1,000 ways to better spend my money.
My God.
Some of them, most of them involve Taco Bell.
Yeah. Yeah. It's their thing, though. I just don't understand that
And it's not like a minuscule group. I think there's a fairly decent group of men that love to be insulted by women.
Yeah, and I think it's some of these girls that become, I guess, like famous for it.
Could you do
that's
it?
That's their living.
Like, James, if someone offered you money to insult their package.
Oh, God, oh absolutely.
James, you do it. Yes.
Yeah. Send me a picture, Dave. I'll insult it.
Yeah.
I'm not into that.
Almost got him.
Yeah.
Do you think that, obviously there's gay men into it too then. I'm trying to think of a side hustle for James where he could be.
Oh, thanks. Dave finds James a gay side hustle.
You could be a gay insulter.
I think so. I would assume so.
Yeah, I'd take a gander at it and let you know how puny and
because every time we talk about it, I always assume it's a straight guy who wants a woman to make fun of his tiny wiener. But I guess there could be.
I think you just always just crunch the numbers on all of it, and there's always probably the equal percentage straight and gay, whatever it is. If it's 20% of straight guys with small dongers want it to be made fun of, then it's probably 20% of gay guys with small dongers that want it made fun of. So you just.
You think it's more of a demand for people to insult a dude's Johnson or compliment?
Than to hype it up?
Yeah.
I think so.
Because I think that's the fetish, right?
Yeah.
The fetish is.
Yeah.
Well, there are chicks out there who rate them. So when I watched that Pornhub documentary, they just
the Pornhub documentary
either way.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think a lot of guys, like, they'll do the rating. They just want you to, they want to know the girl saw it.
I just can't get over how busy this perv is. He's outside of hardware stores getting in fights.
So much going on.
He does so much with his wiener out.
He does.
A lot of perving to do.
He has a real wiener out look about him, though.
Yeah, he does. Especially here.
Yep.
Is he even thinking, like, he's like, you want to see my wiener?
I feel like he's holding it.
Oh, in there, in his home.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I don't want to think of that.
Well, that's what he's doing, I think.
That's him being arrested. Let's hope you don't ever run into a wiener whipper outer.
Yeah. Just, you have to not react and just move on. The more you react in any way, you're giving them something that they
want. I think, you know, we always talk about you got to find the hole. I mean, not that way.
Yeah.
But you got to find, like, the hole in the industry where someone's not capitalizing on
exactly.
that.
Exactly, yeah.
Maybe there's a hole in the gay wiener insult.
Oh, I guarantee
industry.
That.
This is great advice,
we don't know, right?
I
right.
guarantee that it's
really
just...
You gotta find that
it.
Hole and bang it.
I guarantee that hole is full.
I'm sure it is. Yeah. Okay.
That's when the big bucks start rolling in.
Yeah. That hole has been filled.
To get you in, I appreciate it. No, I appreciate it. But yeah. any gay or straight dudes, you want me to insult your penis?
Yeah.
Find me on social media. Negotiate a rate.
I just sent it.
Oh, I got my first customer.
Yeah. That was fast. I just sent mine too.
Sweet.
Oh, these guys are into it.
Just got two customers.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
According to cops, a Florida man did not take kindly to not getting invited to dinner at the Olive Garden.
You can understand it.
You didn't invite me where? This he high school teacher, whose name has not been released. He's a social studies teacher, though, at a Pensacola high school, is all they'll say. He apparently, I guess, got drunk at a school function. So his wife said, "You are not joining us at the Olive Garden for dinner after this. Mm. There is no way in hell you are too drunk for the Olive Garden."
Right. He screwed up.
He did. He went anyway.
Mm-mm.
And was reported to be belligerent and drunk, throwing breadsticks.
Oh,
around the restaurant.
That's the worst thing you can do.
How dare you?
Oh, my God.
Needed to eat the breadsticks.
Exactly.
To sober up.
Stabilize.
Yeah. Can't believe that man's wasting those breadsticks.
Unlimited, sir. Eat as many as you'd like.
I'd be trying to catch them in my teeth.
I've been sitting and waiting for my last two. And yeah. That guy just throwing four or five of them all over the place.
Yep.
Well, he was ordered to leave the restaurant. When the wife got home, she went to bed, didn't think he was home. Woke up to see her husband pointing a gun at her.
Oh, wow.
Saying, "That's the last time you don't invite me to the Olive Garden."
Wow.
Oh my God. He loves those. He loves those fruit salad and breadsticks.
He does. It's his favorite place.
It's addictive.
I mean, the chicken gnocchi soup is outstanding.
Really? Is it?
I like it. Yeah, quite a bit. It's perfect to dip your breadsticks in.
Mm-hmm. Outstanding. Yeah. I wonder how many reviews the Olive Garden get that has the
so
word
many.
Outstanding
so
in
many.
It. You think so?
Okay. Yep.
Every single one I've written.
Yep.
Of course, he was charged with aggravated assault. His weapons were confiscated. But never underestimate the power of the Olive Garden.
Yeah, no. I never have and I never will.
He is not family.
Kick him out. There's another restaurant making headlines, but I can't say it.
You can't say it.
I can't say it.
This Can place you rhyme
fire.
It?
Yes, it rhymes with mucking.
Oh.
Wow.
Hmm.
But it is
a
PHO, which it's is pronounced pho, right?
Uh-huh, yeah.
King. That's the name of the restaurant.
You just change it to pho or something?
So it's the pho King
restaurant.
Ah.
But that's actually pronounced pho.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We got it.
Stop.
We got
Let's
it. Stop.
Let's stop.
Stop
that, Dave.
I did a hard stop.
We don't
stop.
Need to dance anymore with the devil.
Okay, so it caught fire.
It's like the
so
king, like the king, like he wears a crown of pho?
That's
the
what
king
I think.
Of pho. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. But of course, when it caught fire and it made the news, they could not say the name of the place.
Oh.
Are breaking out a popular Vietnamese restaurant in Camp Hill right here on Market Street.
Show the sign.
No one was hurt, but the building has extensive damage. We're told one man risked his own safety for others when the seconds mattered most.
Just the right thing to do. There's really kind of no other choice, you know.
The cause of the fire is still under investigation.
Just a popular Vietnamese
restaurant. That's all they could say. I'm surprised they didn't just say the foe.
But that's not correct. That's not the correct
way
to say it.
I know. You just don't.
Yeah, Dave's a stickler.
I know. Dave's like, pronounce it.
Okay.
Correctly.
Here's my question, though. Is it illegal to say that name?
Yes.
If it's the name of a restaurant.
Yes.
And that's how it's pronounced. And that is not anything illegal or...
You just don't want to mess around. It's just a fire at a restaurant.
Yeah, exactly. It's not worth risking a career
for a career, fine.
Because I have to assume that you'd be allowed because you're allowed to say the name of that television show.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Creek.
Yeah.
Which I still most people don't.
Yeah, most people don't, though.
On TV and...
You know? So... It's a real dangerous game, though. But like Lisa said, you got to
weigh it out.
Weigh it out. You know?
You think if you call them on their answering machine, it says, thanks for calling. You think?
We're not going to do that.
I'm just wondering.
I would assume so.
That David, the number ready. I'm like, here we go.
It's right there.
I assume that they have named it that way for the... Ha ha ha's of it all.
Yeah. They know what they're doing.
They know what they're doing.
Sure they do.
And
that's why they're the king and not the queen.
Right.
But in a tiny little place in Pennsylvania, don't you think that they couldn't say that even on the phone? You know, like the...
You can say that on the phone if you wanted. I think it's part of the...
No, but you'd probably put some people off. Like if an old guy decides he wants some...
Yeah, but don't you think he sees food. The name and is like, I mean, I guess he... I don't think that this is happening in real life. I don't think your scenario is ever happening.
Hey, I just wonder.
An old man decides at the last second to get some Vietnamese food he's never had.
And he calls them. And like, hello?
Yeah, no. It's no. I don't think so. No. Just a little fire in a failing restaurant.
It's bad. It's gone.
It's gone.
Yeah.
It is gone.
They're gone. If you have not seen this next video, it's been making the rounds. Three women on inflatable tubes having a very close encounter with an alligator that's perched on a log. Mm. This was on Florida's Itchituckney River.
Okay.
One woman gets so close, she has to use her foot to push herself away.
That's no good.
Here's how it played out. This video is up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com if you want to see it yourself.
Devin, how do you like all those little...
Why would you do that there?
Oh, they're just not all of them.
I can tell alligators live there.
Get out of here!
Oh my goodness.
Jessica!
She's floating towards it and she can't stop herself.
Are you... Right now, it's hissing at her.
Oh my god,
she's stuck.
So close. She's a bigger lady.
Mm, it's tough. Big in a tube. I wouldn't be able to control myself either.
I made the mercy of the river.
Get the
Devin. Yeah, no, she doesn't. No, she's no folking.
Devin's freaking out right now. No. Look at Devin. They're on the banks. Get out of the. Don't get out of the water.
You know what? You can't go anywhere with whoever that is over there.
Why would these people
be there?
Yeah. Why are they doing this here? This doesn't make any sense.
They're in the mangroves.
That gator's like, aren't you aware of where you are?
Closer.
This is the Itchituckney River, bitch.
Come a little closer.
Bit closer. See, big people can't move that fast in a tube.
Devin, how do you like all those little?
I mean, the little tiny hand motions aren't going to cut it either.
Get out of here.
I can't hear you.
You are not.
Yeah.
Jessica.
Like, she can't stop it, right?
Yes,
she's
again.
Jessica.
She's so close to it.
Oh, are you kidding me right now?
Oh, man, huh?
The water looks crystal clear.
It does.
The water looks great.
I understand the attraction.
Oh, God.
But you just can't be big. You got to be in at least a boat. Their teeth would just pop that thing.
It's like the wrapper to a hot dog.
Yeah.
Get the... Devin! Devin's freaking out right now.
Oh, boy.
Y'all should be freaking out right now.
Laughing, too. It's like...
Oh, yeah.
Imagine the last one, the alligator drops off that log and starts chomping on that woman's foot.
Yeah. Twists a leg off.
You know you're a bigger girl on a tube when you're in, like, a full blouse.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
No swimsuits there. Yeah. Just the.
It's my attire. That's my
you
beach
wear like
attire.
A full blouse to yes. the beach.
Can't tell if that's a woman in a tube or Chuck at the beach.
That's exactly. Bleach blouse. Yep. It's his bleach blouse.
He says it's to keep the sun off his back because he doesn't want any melanomas. But
yeah,
we I think there's other
really
reasons.
Is. We all know what it means. Really
cover my man boobs.
He doesn't want people to see his rolls.
Trying to keep myself discreet. When I'm wearing his bleach blouse. So dumb.
Yeah.
And I don't know if this is a thing there, if like people normally
I don't know.
Tube down this place, or if...
In a tube in Michigan rivers, we don't have the alligators.
No. We just, I don't know what we have, but...
Nothing really.
Nothing.
They say people normally go to the freshwater springs down there because typically the gators avoid that water. And it's 72 degrees year round.
Nice. Well, I mean, it's not. It's pretty cold.
That, yeah. But that
for
alligator
Florida,
is
feel good.
Yeah, yeah. Like that alligator is like I like it here. I can see everything.
Uh huh.
Like there's no way for that alligator to hide in the water though, because you can see right to the bottom.
Oh, right.
It's so crystal clear.
It's a pretty big alligator too.
Yeah. Not one I'd want to bite me.
While we're at it, fishermen off the coast of Hawaii filmed a tiger shark coming out of the ocean and biting his kayak. Almost gets his foot. Here's how that one played out.
Go fishing on a kayak. Look.
Ah! My God.
Tiger shark! Tiger shark ran me. Holy.
Yep. So they're going to watch it in slow mo.
Well, you see it.
Look at it.
Look how big it is.
It's so big. Holy hell.
It's as big as his kayak. Could have flipped him right off.
Absolutely. He's so lucky it didn't. And his foot was right there.
Yep.
Don't go fishing in a kayak in the...
In the ocean.
In the ocean.
These guys are doing it all the time. His pants.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, listen, if you listen close.
You can.
Yeah. So he's looking down, and he must just notice the fin. Yeah, right there.
Ah!
Yeah.
That's so scary.
That is
Tiger
terrifying.
Shark! Tiger shark ran me. Holy.
Man, where was he?
Off the coast of Hawaii. But I'm not sure what part of Hawaii.
Damn. You can see that mountain in the background.
Windward side of Oahu.
Yeah, Oahu.
I feel like those are the kind of sharks you have to worry about. I think everybody worries about great white sharks. I think that those tiger sharks and other kinds of sharks are the ones that actually get people.
Yeah. Well, you saw that tiger shark was like, I'm going to take this on.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Yeah, what did he think it was?
I think I read an article that they think the shark thought that guy's kayak was a seal.
Oh, okay. So it just was like, man, this seal sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, not tasty.
No.
But the dude
but not something I'd
want to
go through ever. And like, I'd never go back out.
Oh, on a kayak?
Like, I understand these guys love it, so they're going to be right back out there the next day. But
I've done it a couple of times, if I'm going to be honest, kayaked on an ocean, but it was very peaceful, and I'm right by the shore. Like, I don't go far out.
These guys are way out. They are
they're way out. Well, he said he was 2 miles from shore. It was 55 feet deep.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm. They come in fast, though.
Yeah, you wouldn't even know.
Better be careful next time you go out there, Dave.
Yeah, exactly.
Someone said, Dave and Chuck the Freak taking all water fun away. Sorry. We're just reporting what's happening.
That's what we're here for.
Yep.
Ruin your fun.
We're fun suckers. We'll ruin all your fun.
Well, that's true.
But this stuff can happen. You need to be aware. There are memes about how movies have made drinking milk the universal symbol of psycho villains. So this person is either crazy or they're brilliant. Someone posted a photo from their office fridge where someone had literally padlocked their milk.
You can understand it because people steal milk, I think, all the time.
I would never take milk out of a...
I would never touch anything
in the refrigerator.
Yeah, I don't like any sort of other people's milk.
Other people's milk?
I think people do it for coffee, right? Like they'll take people's cream and they'll take people's.
Yeah, that one I get.
Doesn't it seem weird? Like even if you were at somebody's house to get a glass of their milk, like isn't that a weird thing?
That is a weird thing.
Like if you were just visiting and you're like, can I get something to drink? And you chose their milk.
You're saying you wouldn't be allowed for me a glass of ice cold milk when if I came to visit?
I would. I'd offer you the milk, but like I just would feel so weird being like, I'm going to have a glass of your milk.
I would never offer anyone milk.
Yeah, it's weird.
You'd offer they would think milk. I was nuts.
Yeah.
I was pretty, like, anyone offer a nice ice cold glass of milk?
I guess bring your own milk if you're going to Lisa's.
Yeah.
Milk? Who the hell?
I don't think a guest has ever had milk at our house either.
Thanks for the hospitality, Lisa.
Unless you're a guest, like my dad, overnight guest.
My dad, maybe, has been the only person that's had a glass of milk at my house.
The Breister would definitely ask for milk.
Yeah.
He would.
I don't find it weird.
Yeah, sure, of course you don't.
It's just another beverage.
Yeah. So it's a padlocked top of the milk. The cap requires a key to be open. I mean, technically, there's nothing stopping you from taking the whole jug if you wanted it, right? But the idea, obviously, is to stop theft of any kind. Some people commented that it's pretty petty because it's just milk. But most people said it was justified, just like securing your personal items in a locker, especially if there have been issues in the communal work fridge.
If you say it's petty, that means you're a milk stealer.
Yeah.
To me. Because it's not petty. You can do whatever you want. I think it's way overboard. But to say it's petty, that means you are a person that if you're in need of a little splash, you're just going to take it from a fridge, which is disgusting.
Oh.
I wouldn't want to drink anyone else's milk just because I don't know. A lot of different people have different views of milk. Some people are like, oh, it's fine a couple days past the due date.
Yeah.
And you never know if you're going to get milk from a person like that. Because to me, no, it's not.
People do freestyle their milk.
They do.
A lot.
Too much.
Don't ever come to my house and drink milk, my milk, man.
Oh, so you go freestyle? Old?
I'll go a couple days past the date.
Oh, I would never.
Yeah. But like no more than like 3 days. That's the max.
Do you drink right out of the...
That I don't do.
Yeah, okay.
But I mean, I only use it. I use it to cook and I use it for cereal. So yeah. I haven't actually drank a glass of milk since I was a child.
I definitely drink it right out, too. I'll definitely drink it right out.
Out of the jug?
It's my milk. No one else is having it. My kids don't drink my milk.
If you don't share it with anyone.
But milk to me these days, it's...
Oh, yeah, I can't do it anymore.
I'm too old now.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's so crazy. I drink oat milk.
I do. Yeah. I need some kind of something that's not as...
It's
crazy on my stomach.
I'm too old for milk.
Too many empty calories for me. I've
diarrhea for 3 days.
Yeah. If I drink one glass of it.
Milk lasts a lot longer, though, these days that, you know, I don't know.
Well, like, my kids' milk lasts, like, half a century.
Let's say buy those organic ones.
I know. It's like some kind of...
Fair Life.
Yeah, whatever it is. It's some kind of special...
3 months.
Yeah, there's like a 3 month shelf life.
I'm always like, ooh, that can't be.
I don't believe it.
I won't even try it.
I go by old milk rules with that.
Yeah. Yeah. I like my milk old school. Stuff that doesn't last very long.
Like this. But they sell this thing. It's called Udderlock. Udder, and it fits standard milk jugs, and you can lock up your milk if you put it in a work fridge.
To me, it just sucks that you work somewhere that you have to do that, because that means you do have a lot of people stealing your milk.
We're lucky we have our own little fridge here. We don't have to deal with the general pop.
Yeah, but still, I don't.
But I have put something in that fridge up there recently, and there was like notes on everything. So people must either get stuff stolen or they just want to let people know that it's theirs.
Oh, things will disappear here.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet.
That's nuts. I've never had the balls to take someone else's food or milk.
Other people's food, too. I'm just like, figure they've already gotten into it. And like
I touched it to put it in the bag or put it on the plate.
Right. And sometimes it's leftovers.
Yeah.
Al's told me stories of a dude that used to work here that would just eat full meals out of the refrigerator.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It's so rude.
Yeah. I left a bottle of ranch here once, long, long time ago. A big bottle that I had just opened. Forgot it here. Came in the next day. It was almost all the way gone. Like, were you drinking it?
How can someone you have that much ranch in one day?
Nuts James, with the ranch.
I'm James. Sorry, but...
I know a guy.
I had a lot of chicken tenders and no condiments.
Yeah.
This is when I was making about 75 cents an hour. So
That was
my ranch budget for the year.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Sorry, Al, I still owe you a bottle.
That just reminds me. I think I put some fruit in that fridge about 2.5 weeks ago. And
that's your fruit?
fruit.
Yeah, I just remembered now.
You thought it was mine, I bet.
Damn it.
I thought it was Al's. I thought it was Al's.
Oh, damn it.
I don't put anything in that refrigerator.
I normally don't, and that's why I forgot all about it. Amber cut me up some fruit. I'm going to take that out before it changes color. But you can get food locks if you deal with that at your workplace.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Here's the most expensive destination wedding you could ever be invited to. Weddings in space.
Yeah, that's expensive.
It's going to be a thing soon, though. That high altitude balloon company, Space Perspective, they've now unveiled wedding packages. And they're going to start sending people up by the end of next year, they say.
I really hate this company. It's not space. And they just keep saying it. And it's not space. It's just weddings. It's really, really high
the
up
the edge
there.
Of space.
Right before space.
That's what they call it. The edge of space.
Yeah.
So you can launch from land or from a boat at sea. The whole thing lasts 6 hours. Most of it, though, is just getting up there and then coming back down. For the first 2 hours, you slowly ascend to 100,000 feet, but you won't actually be weightless. After that, you get 2 hours to hang out up there and get married. Then you slowly return to Earth and splash down in the ocean. This is the inside of their capsule where it'll happen. Got to be a small wedding. It only seats 8 plus the pilot. Not cheap. $125,000 a guest.
That's so much money.
If you fill it up, it'll be $1 million wedding.
No.
There is a refundable deposit of $1,000 per guest to reserve a spot. But they've already had a ton of requests for people that wanted to be the first couple married in space. So you probably won't be able to do that.
I wonder how much distance it travels. Like it says flying over Key West towards Bahamas. Like I know this is just fake, but
I thought it went up and down in the same.
I would assume that it's going to like go up and be blown by the wind. And then come down somewhere else. I just wonder where in the hell they think it's going to land.
I don't know. I'm just so anti-balloon.
Anti-balloon.
It's not my favorite idea. If I had to go in a balloon, this is the one I want to go in because I do not want to go in a basket. I'd rather be in this type of thing. Now, if it was affordable, and I don't know what affordable would be.
Not $125,000.
I mean, but not even $10,000.
Right.
Like, it would have to be not even
$5,000. You wouldn't even spend $5,000 space nut?
I don't think, because it's not real space. It's
the edge of space. It's the closest you've ever been to space.
Yes, and that I could see there is a draw to, if you could go up there and see the curvature of the Earth, I think that would, well, they're, according to their photos.
But 100,000 feet up, you would, wouldn't you?
I don't know. I hope. I think so.
The amount of money you'd be spending.
If it's higher up than like what a U-2 spy plane would see, and a U-2 spy plane, I think you see the curvature of the Earth. So I think you would see it. It would look like Earth, you know?
That would be pretty cool.
And that is pretty cool. Even though you're not weightless,
you don't float. I just think I'd lose my actual mind like on the way up there.
Yeah.
Because it just takes so long.
I feel like the anxiety it would cause me.
Yeah.
I have anxiety just looking at this photograph.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. I kind of get that way too with this. But yeah, I just am so... Because it's a balloon.
It is a balloon.
I feel like an action figure tied to a helium balloon.
Pop a balloon.
Yeah, just anything goes wrong, and then you just plummet back.
They say they have backup plans.
You know, I'm sure it has like a chute.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which that's
something happens to the balloon, there's other ways to get down.
Yeah, but when does that deploy, too, when you're already smashed up against the ceiling? Because the balloon popped and you started to descend back to Earth.
Yeah.
Now you're just a blob on the ceiling.
It's not going
to
be great.
It'll save their investment. It'll save their thing from blowing up. But
I wonder, much like a plane, if you're supposed to be in your seat with your seatbelt on most times.
No, what's the fun of that, though?
I don't know.
It doesn't look like it would be that way because it looks like you can walk around, but there are some seats there with...
They all have seatbelts.
Yeah, I mean, you might be right. It might be like, I'm sorry, but for until we get up there all the way...
Pilot says he's seen the curvature at 51,000 feet, so you definitely see it at 100,000.
Yeah, I mean, there is something to that. Like, it's going to be harder and harder for the flat Earth people, you know, as you're able to just take a balloon up and look and be like, oh, wow, yeah, it's round. Mm.
But again, starting next year, if that's what you want, you got a lot of money.
That's a lot of money, man.
Yep. We talked about this a long time ago when it was first rumored to be starting, and I guess it has taken off. I don't know why, but it has. But there are more and more plastic surgeons offering services to men for scrotal tightening.
Yep, I can see scrotal tightening.
Tighten me up a little bit down there, Doc.
This does involve men who want to tighten up their undercarriage. Scrotal tightening, also known as a scrotal lift, a man lift, or scrotoplasty, is a real thing that more and more plastic surgeons are now offering across the U.S. The procedure is done just for aesthetic purposes. Well,
I think it's mainly a comfort purpose.
But yeah, I think you reach a certain age. If your balls are hanging so low that it's interfering with your life.
Go into the toilet every time. I would highly consider.
Well, maybe first get a taller toilet, and then there's still falling in because it might fall in the toilet in the house all the time. But there's shorter toilets when we moved. The toilets were smaller than the ones we originally had at the old house.
Oh, sure. Right. Yeah.
Long come balls. On, Lisa. I'd like the ball to get any second. It's a long ball over here. Come on, Lisa.
Sure, James. I'm only in my 40s.
Some long balls.
My scrotum can't be that long yet.
some heavy clock weights.
The short toilet.
Yeah. It's got to be the short toilet.
James said he's sick. Campbell over
there.
I mean, this is from all the abuse I've put him through over the years.
Sure, they've been kicked too
much. Slapping him around too much, or it's getting all stretched out. Yeah.
You've done a lot.
That's true. They've been through a lot. But that's what I'm saying. Like, if I was dunking my goods every single time, I would highly. Or if I kept sitting on them, you know, like and hurting myself, like sitting on a ball and hurting myself, I would think about it. I would. I don't know how much it is.
I don't know. I doubt there's anyone listening that's had a scrotal lift. But if you have and you want to chime in, we've got some questions. 1-855-954-6969. Toll free. 1-855-954-6969. Is it safe? Well, like any surgery, they say there's a risk, but that's minimal.
What do you think do? Do you think they just cut like a ring out of it?
It tells you here how they do it here.
So for James, it would just be cheaper and easier to just get taller toilets.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Do this.
That's why I'm waiting for my wife to be like, we need to remodel the bathroom. I was like, God.
Yes.
I'm tired of dunking my nuts every time I sit down. It's like I'm dunking a donut and some coffee every time I got to go to the bathroom.
Long balls.
Old long balls over here. James, you know you can, instead of redecorating the whole bathroom, you could just get a toilet.
Just the toilet.
You could do that.
At that point, like we're already spending
money. You might as well
go all in. Yeah, because then when it comes down to remodel, she's like, I don't think that toilet goes with the new stuff.
So here, dunk your nuts here at work?
No, I'm fine here. Yeah.
You must have really short toilets.
I swear to God, I've never... when we moved into the house and I was like, why are my nuts so cold and wet?
Oh.
oh my God, this toilet must be so much shorter than our old one.
I'm tempted to just go sit on his toilet just to see if my nuts go in it.
Right. Yeah, come on
you
over.
You should do a James toilet test.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you guys come on over.
That is a short toilet.
I'm sure
nuts are wet.
I'm sure his wife won't mind at all.
Toby, don't worry.
Chuck's here. He's to test the toilet, see if his balls go in it.
All right, Chuck, you're next. Let's see. Are they wet?
They're soaked.
Oh, my God.
See, Cody, I told you the toilets were too short.
These are short.
I'm not the only one dunking my nuts. Dave and Chuck are dunking theirs, too.
Yep. I would have to have surgery.
Andy's on his way. We're going to find out in a couple minutes.
That's so weird.
There's some bros hanging out, dunking their nuts.
Don't worry, guys. I'll dry them off.
Gentle. He's gentle.
If you want to do it yourself, I got a hair dryer. I'll use my wife's hair dryer.
Dave is with us. Hi, how are you, man?
Good. How are you guys this morning?
Good. Have you had a scrotal lift?
No, I was a corpsman in the Navy, and I worked at the VA there in Chicago for a while. And he used to have this World War II vet used to cruise around in his wheelchair screaming at the top of his lungs, Corman, I'm sitting on my balls again. Corman. And you'd have to get him up out of his chair, fix his nuts for him, put him back in his chair, and you know, an hour later, he'd be back cruising down the street. You know, Corman, I'm sitting on my balls.
Jesus.
I'm sitting on my nuts again! Corman! Medic! Oh, my God. Medic! I'm sitting on my nuts!
He's on his nuts again. I gotta go lift him up. It's the fifth time in the last 2 hours.
Oh, God, my nuts!
I feel it. Listen, if I was sitting on... The second I sit on my nuts one time, I'm going for surgery.
You're going for a
scrotal
lift?
I am.
One time?
I'm not. That's it.
You're not gonna
know how much it would hurt for me to sit on my own nuts?
I'm sitting on my nuts again!
If my nut doesn't explode...
James!
He's on his nuts again! So all I'm paid to do is lift his man off his nuts.
James, the easy solution, one of those old man padded seats.
Yeah, I
thought about that too, but I can't.
That's what you need.
I know.
I can't.
I get it.
I'd rather have that than wet nuts.
What are you doing? I like his wet nuts. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, I've been doing it for like the last 3 or 4 years now. So I have a routine.
I've thought about getting one of those raised toilet seats myself because I told you there's one bathroom in our house where the toilet's unbelievably low.
Yeah, but that's just
comfort. From my height.
Yeah.
That's just because of my height.
And, you know, I have gone to the bathroom in other people's homes and they have these giant, it's almost like I got to hop up there. And I'm like, wow. Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm like,
come on.
Hop on up.
Like a little kid.
That's a little too extreme.
So the procedure mostly, though, I mean, sometimes it's for long nuts, but mostly it's done for aesthetic purposes. Guys want their beanbag to look smoother.
Oh, man. I don't care about any of that crap. It's just about if you had
God,
super...
God, men's packages are revolting.
It's not the best looking
thing. I mean, shave your nuts before you go in for your scrotal lift. My God, you animals.
How am I thinking, oh, God, I just want smooth nuts, and yet it looks like I have, like, a hairdo down there? It's like, come on. It just doesn't make any sense. Ooh, God, so you don't want to see it sliced.
No, you don't. It's bad to see it. Oof.
So, yeah, it looks like they just pinch a bunch, and then...
Much like a facelift, right? Same kind of thing. Yeah. It's a nut lift. They just take off the excess skin and it smooths out.
Yeah. So they cut it down the middle and then pull the sides in and then sew it up. I don't like it.
I was working in the field doing service work. Customer called. Old gentleman called claiming his toilet water was so hot it was burning his nuts. He had mixed the valves up when he was doing some, so it was... when he sat on the toilet, burning and burned his balls.
Oh, you got to tap into the right one. You got to tap into the right one.
That's a real diddly boop there.
You have to call
scalding.
Someone.
It'd be maximum...
crazy.
You making hot tea in there?
You think you would notice it, like it would steam.
Yeah, like, why is my toilet steaming?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
If that ever happened to you, if you burn your balls, James, you'd have to do.
Oh.
But I suggest guests getting that raised seat.
He just doesn't want to go there.
But it's the best solution.
I know, but you look.
You don't want your balls in toilet water, dude.
I know.
I think the only like viable option would be buying one of those like toilet seats that you would buy for somebody who was hurt that you can take on and off. So every time I have them going to the bathroom, I have to take it, put it on,
you
sit
get
down.
Your nut seat.
Yeah.
Your long balls
seat. Yeah, my nut seat. I like that.
Do they have
Cody,
anything?
Cody, where's my long ball seat?
Hey, Dave.
Cody, where'd you put the nut seat?
Can you see?
I got poop, and I'm gonna dunk my nuts in the toilet.
Do they make a long ball product?
What do you mean?
You know, like a seat for designed
seat
specifically
for long testicles,
long balls.
Let's see. The bike.
No,
seat
they got
for
the bike seats.
Toilet seat.
Is that a hole
seat,
in the bike seat?
I think so.
We should create like a type of net that you
there's
put
a big
across
John
the bowl.
Toilet.
Yeah, like that's not bad.
And
like
it'll
a
support
mesh.
Your nuts up.
You
well,
can
look
pee
at that
through
soft.
It.
Pushy.
Yeah, those are disgusting.
Oh, man.
Oh, there's a, like a cup where you put your balls in. There's a ball
Cody,
cup you can
where's
get.
Where's the nut tray for the toilet?
You imagine.
Oh,
no,
nut tray.
No, listen. You imagine
no.
going to someone's house and they got a nut tray.
A toilet nut tray?
Look at the nut tray.
Oh Chuck,
God.
If you're going to go use the bathroom, hey, just move the nut tray to the side,
oh,
okay?
Oh, yeah, no problem.
It's called the man shield.
Wow, you literally just put your nuts in it.
I don't want to look at that every day. Reminds.
It's a little shelf for your balls.
Don't really stop. Bring my own if I come to your house.
Oh, my God.
The
I love
man
this.
Shield prevents male genitalia from contact with dirty germ-infested toilets
its price.
And splashback. No, that's how much
they
raised.
Oh, that's how much they raised. Yeah,
oh, my God.
2013 found that thousands of microorganisms, some being pathogenic, such as E. coli, is present.
Oh, they're showing some bad toilets.
Even after being bleached and cleaned.
All right, just skip.
The older you get, the jewels you guard as the most sacred begin to take a trip south, or more politically correct, your testicles begin to sag. The ability to have comfort and peace of mind when using the restroom is something that affects every man.
So I know it does.
Not having to fold your scrotum out of a bacteria-infested toilet bowl
hold your scrotum
is a right and privilege that every man should be allowed.
I wish I could get it back.
The thought of accidentally
I'll just get to it.
At Aspect Creations, this idea was something that the inventor.
This guy loves nuts.
Oh, man.
You're
going
to have to fast forward more.
So
yeah,
now we introduce
guy.
To you
there we go.
The man shield. This is a product designed to protect a male's manhood. This, right here, is a prototype of the man shield. But the official one
oh,
made
it.
Life to worry about having to hold his testicles.
Yeah, hands free, baby.
There you are.
My nuts are in a tray.
Why am I wearing a white nail polish, though?
Not stress and fear of accidental disease.
You throw it out right
away?
After?
The man shield is an everyday product for the man who cares about his hygiene to the fullest capacity of doing so.
It's disposable?
I guess.
It can't
be. You could recycle it at least.
Yeah, or just wash it. John's in Boston. You've had two scrotal lifts, John?
Yeah, the first time I got them twisted, and then the second time they decided to lift them.
And it was a medical thing, though. It wasn't for just the aesthetic of it, the look of it.
The second time was aesthetic recommended by the doctor.
How do you like your new tighter lifted ball sack?
Much smoother and doesn't stick to the leg nearly as many times as it did.
All right.
Yeah.
Easier to keep
control.
Clean.
Yeah. He's got more
much
control.
Better.
Yeah. All right. That's John for scrotal lifts.
Brand
yeah.
new man there.
Sounded like a brand new man. It's a weird question to have to ask another man.
It is. Well,
you seem very excited about the lack of nut sticking to the legs.
Yeah.
Well, there you go, James. You got a couple options now, including the man
shield.
Yeah,
the man shield.
Where you can rest your nuts in it.
Unfortunately, they never made their goal.
Didn't quite take off.
Should reach out to the Vladimir there and be like, hey, you got any
prototype left over?
Yeah.
I'll give you $5.
Yeah.
Take some of those off your hands.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.